Our next guest, he's not a battler. He was fantastic to watch on the footy field. Brett Mullins is on the line ahead of tonight's big game between the Raiders and the Eels. Brett, good morning.
Good morning, guys.
Hey, thanks for joining us, Brett. Brett, firstly, where will you watch tonight's game? Will you be there for the Raiders taking on the Eels?
No, I'll be watching it from home in the comfort of my own house.
Fair enough. And where's home these days, Brett?
I'm up in Lake Macquarie, Belmont.
Yeah, okay, fantastic. And, mate, the Raiders are humming along okay.
They're doing all right, mate, yeah. So hopefully they'll get another victory today and just give them that little bit more confidence they need.
Exactly. Well, sorry, Dino.
No, I was just going to say, Mullins, we'll come back to the Raiders a little later on. 183 games for you personally with Canberra, of course, 26 for the Roosters, two premierships, 122 tries in 209 games. You were some player, Brett, and when you look back now at the memories and the great times, the great players you played with, you must be immensely proud.
I sure am. As you said before, it was a great era I played in with the likes of Mal and Ricky and Laurie and all that. So it wasn't that hard to play well, really.
Mm. What about that 94 side, the Raiders? It was loaded with superstars. And as a player, when you run onto the field, you must just look around at your teammates and think, gee, I've got confidence in this side. And it must help you as a player yourself, Brett, to realise your potential.
For sure. As you just said, the confidence I had running out, knowing the players I had around me, just made my job a lot easier.
Mullows, twice in 94. I think it might have been in successive weeks. You scored four tries. Unbelievable times.
Yeah, that was three games. I got 11 tries in three game, consecutive games. So,
Wow.
I was on a bit of a hot streak there.
I think the most famous was that one up in Newcastle. We often see that on the highlights reel. I think you scored two or three of them that were long range.
Yeah, I got two. Rabs kind of ripped me off 10 metres each there. They were 100 metres, not 90. So, that was a good night as well.
Yeah. You played with and against so many great players, but just in that Raiders team of that era, it was a phenomenal side. And Daly and Stewart and Big Mal. Who was the best?
Oh, that's a hard question. Look, there were so many good players, I couldn't just pick one out. Mal, one side, I just used to run off Mal all the time. He just drew so many players in. And all he used to say to me was, just run, Mullows, just run. And he never said no to Big Mal. And also Ricky Stewart, who kind of controlled the game. He controlled both sides in some games with his cheek and his banner. So, I can't split them.
I tell you, Mullows, Laurie's a friend of mine, so I always say he was a great player, which he was. But, gee, Bradley Clyde, is there a better player than Bradley Clyde? I mean, what a superstar he was.
Well, I haven't seen one yet. Bradley Clyde, he would take the first hit up and he'd be back down there for the first. When I'd take the ball up, he'd be the first one back there again. Mm. He'd be chasing the kick down and then running back to take the first one up. So he was just a freak.
Yeah. The game's changed a fair bit in the last 10 years, let alone since you retired in 2002, I think it was. Brett, has the game changed for the better?
Look, that's a tough one as well. Look, the boys are bigger and stronger now, and, it's hard to compare eras. Mm. In another 20 years, it's going to be different again. So, time will tell, and I suppose all the fans and the critics will be putting their two bobs worth in as well.
Yeah. One thing I was talking to Dino off air before about it, the game these days, the ball was in play a lot more, isn't it? And I'm just imagining a player like yourself with your speed, gee, you would have been hard to catch and hard to stop in today's game because fatigue becomes a factor even with the replacements. But the ball was in play just so much now, Brent.
That's correct. And my fitness levels wouldn't stand up to these days. I wasn't the best trainer, put it that way.
Hey, Brett, people know this, but some may not. Obviously, your dad was bustling Billy Mullins, the legend that played on the wing for East, over 100 tries. Yep. Your uncle was Russell Mullins, who played on the wing for the Mighty Magpies.
Yep.
And you've got two nephews in the NRL right now, Jack Hetherington and James Schiller. And, of course, James will play for the Raiders this afternoon down there at GIO Stadium. So it's a wonderful footy family, yeah.
Mm. Yeah, well, I'm looking forward to seeing James play again. He's got another chance in first grade. Every time he's been put up there, he's either had a hand in a try or scored a few himself. So he's taken every opportunity. He's just now waiting to cement that spot down for good. Jack's got a bit of time off the bench the other night, so he went well with the opportunities he's had. So I enjoy watching the two nephews go around.
When I was a young bloke, Brett, I was a mad East fan. I'm not so much a supporter of any side right now. I think over the years it's been beaten out of me. But I remember Billy, you know, as a young bloke, gee, he was some winger, Billy Mullins, your old man.
Yeah, he always reminds me of how good he was. So, you know, he'll keep saying that till the day he goes in the grave. But, look, he was a big, strong fellow as well. I'm more built like Russell. A bit thinner. Dad was a big man and very quick, so he would have been hard to stop back in his day.
Absolutely, yeah. Are you still involved with the game these days, Brett?
No, not really. I just, as I said, I watch the nephews, and then my kids run around local as well. So my daughter's into a netball and Oztag and all that. So I'm pretty busy just, you know, watching those my kids go around.
Yeah, you were never interested in coaching or being involved in the coaching side of things, even as an assistant coach with a club?
No, mate. My patience level is very short, so you've got to have a lot of patience to be in that game, I think.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Mullins, I've got to ask you. You had a great time on the field, but you enjoyed yourself off it as well, didn't you?
No, I still do, mate. Don't worry about that.
Good for you. Fair enough.
Actually, you kept me off it last night. I knew I had to talk to you guys today, so I thought I'd better be, you know, straight and narrow.
Disciplined.
What is it about you two guys? You know, Brett, Dino went to the races yesterday for the first time in a long time. Didn't have a beer, didn't even partake, and left early because he wanted to do his homework.
Jeez, that would have been tough.
Brett, we've both grown up a little bit, I think.
Well, you know, kind of.
Well, what are you doing? What are you doing?
My wife wouldn't say the same thing.
I hope she's not listening. Yeah. What are you doing with yourself these days, Brett?
I'm up here in Belmont, as I said. I'm involved in some 24-hour gyms, surprisingly enough, but I don't really attend them. But yeah, that's kept me pretty busy.
Hey, Brett, you know what I love every week? He's a friend of mine, Ricky. I do like Rick, and I tell him I often sit back and get a bit of popcorn and just wait for that post-match press conference after a loss. He always gets a you-know-what's with me when I tell him that. But you got to love Ricky's passion, don't you?
Oh, for sure. And it hasn't changed since he played either. He's the same man. He just looks a bit older now. But he's just still as cranky and as you said, passionate about the game.
He was always very funny on the field. The boys used to tell me down in Canberra, he'd be barking and yelling and screaming and carrying on. Yeah. It was just it's who he is.
Yeah, that's right. A few times after, during the game, I said to him, when this game's finished, I'm going to punch the shit out of you. So, but it never eventuated.
Exactly. Do you get together much, the old 94 team?
Well, we've got our 30-year reunion this year. Magic Round. We're up there for the Magic Round, so that's going to be interesting few days.
Are you going up, Dino?
I tell you what,
watch out for Dino if he goes up.
Yeah, I tell you what, some of the great teams of the modern era, you know Penrith, etc., and the East team, which went back-to-back, but that Canberra 94 side, I'd stack them up against anybody.
Oh, yeah, I agree. I think we'd give everyone a run for their money. Yeah. So we'd have a very good side.
Exactly. Yeah, that'd be a great get-together for the 30-year reunion.
Yeah, it will be, especially when I get to go with Tootsie.
Oh, Tootsie. How's Tootsie going?
He's just still as mad as ever. So he's going, well, I'll be catching up with him soon.
Exactly. Oh, stay away.
This afternoon's game, Brett, Canberra versus Parramatta. These clashes always had a bit of feeling to them. And did you enjoy playing against the Eels back in the day?
Yeah, I enjoyed playing against most sides back in the day. The scariest bit for me was before the game. You know, you get thoughts going through your head, but as soon as you run on that field, everything changed and you started doing something you love. So didn't really matter who I came up against. I kind of enjoyed being out there.
Mullows, you always have been and always will be indelibly linked to the Raiders, but people forget that you're a part of that Rooster side, which won the 2002 Premiership. How did you leave Canberra? Did you want to leave Canberra? And what was it like to link with the Roosters?
Well, I didn't want to leave Canberra, but I kind of got shown the door. So I ended up going over to Leeds, signed for Leeds for 2 years. Mm-hmm. Then I went over there injured and continually got injured. So I actually retired over there 1 year into my contract. And then, funny enough, Ricky got the Drusa job and he gave me a call and asked if I wanted to play again. First off, I said no, and he asked me why. And I told him I was sick of the injuries. And he said, if you weren't injured, would you like to play? I said, yeah, of course. He said, we'll fly back over and we'll put you in a tense physio and training. The rest is history. I played every game bar one and won a grand final.
Mm. And you scored 17 tries that year for the Roosters in that premiership year, Brett. But then you retired. Was it just the right way to go?
Yeah, it was the right way to go. I moved up to Newcastle up to Belmont not long after that and went for a game of touch and tore both hamstrings. So I thought that's what kind of, you know, put my mind at ease and said, right, you've had enough.
I sit in this chair midweek, Brett, and I bag Lozett as much as I can. But as much as I like to bag him, he was a Rolls-Royce player, wasn't he?
Oh, mate, so strong. Like, running 5'8", strong and just passionate as well. He had just as much passion as anyone out on the field. Another great player to play alongside.
You might have already answered this question earlier, but who was the most annoying teammate in that great Canberra side, Brett?
Oh, annoying. Geez, I suppose Ricky used to annoy the shit out of me on the field, giving it to me, give me a blast all the time because I was pretty lazy, so he used to, you know, put a rocket up my ass.
He also played 6 tests for Australia and 5 for New South Wales. He had a great career, Brett. I mean, I don't know whether you ever sit back and reflect, but if you do, you should be obviously, you know, immensely proud of what you did achieve.
I am immensely proud, mate. I do look back. It's kind of, time goes so quick, doesn't it? It only feels like yesterday I was there, but now I'm 52 and hobbling around like, you know, it's not like a real old man, but loved every minute of it.
Yeah, no, and we love watching you play. Just finally, Brett, why do the Raiders win tonight?
Well, I think the home ground advantage. We'll get them across the line, but I think, now, watching them play last week, they played glimpses of good football and they just kind of, you know, fell off the mark. And I don't know what happened to them, but I'm sure Ricky would have rectified that this week and they'll go out there and get the job done.
It'd be great to watch that game at the Raiders and Eels just after 6 p.m. tonight. Kick off about 6:15 down there in Canberra. Hey, Brett, really appreciate you coming on a Sunday morning and taking a little walk down memory lane with us. Dino's got one more quick one, though, for you, Brett.
Mullins, if I come to Magic Round and I see you and Toots in a bar, I hope you don't think I'm rude, but I'm going to walk straight past, all right?
Yeah, I don't blame you, mate. I think a lot of people will be doing that.
You've got to have a beer with him, Dino. Jeez.
He's a good man, Mulsey.
Get in early first.
Get your
Hey, good on you, Brett. Thanks for joining us, mate. Good luck with the Raiders tonight and really appreciate you coming on Sunday morning.
I really appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
Thanks, Brett.
There's Brett Mullins.